We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Mem Aleph Amar Beis, and we are beginning approximately 7-8 lines from the top, Gufa. We have a machlokes here, by someone has to bring a carbon oil of a yared, that means someone was metame mikdash, he went into his mikdash while he was tame without realizing it, he brings the oil of a yared. That means if he's asher, he brings a behema, if he's a dal, he brings two birds, if he's a dal, he dal, means very poor, he brings a mincha. And we had a machlokes, Gufa, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Ishaya, metame mikdash asher, behavi carbon oni, lo yotza. In time mikdash asher, he could afford it, and he brought a carbon ani, which is two birds, lo yotza. He doesn't get a kapara, he has to still bring another carbon. Rav Chagam, Rav Yeshaya, yotza. If the eved, you brought it, yotza. Vad nechila not. But once you brought it, yotza, you don't have to bring another carbon because you had a kapara from bringing that yotza. So what's the pshat? So what's the Gemara? Meisvei. I'm going to ask you a kasha. Meisvei, mitzayra ani. He's an Ezra Kasha, you see by Mitzayra, that doesn't work. Mitzayra Oni should have a carbon Asher Yotze. If it's a Mitzayra Oni that brought an extra, more expensive carbon, yeah, Yotze, that's no problem. You brought a better carbon, that's fine. Asher should have a carbon Oni, but an Asher that brought a carbon Oni by Mitzayra also, he brought birds instead of Behema, lo Yotze, not Yotze. So you see, it's a Kasha on Rav Chaga that says that you are Yotze by Tami Mikdash. Gemara says, don't bring a Raya from Mitzayra. Shani Hasam Dechsiv Zois. By Mitzayra it says, Zois Tia Teres Ha Mitzayra Vyem Tarasoi. That's one pasuk, another pasuk. Zois Teres Ha Shabaya Nega Taras. It says, Zois says, you gotta be exact. Yach Reisha Nami. The ratio also that says that the Ashir, that Oni brought an Akarman Ashir, it also has to be exact. So, Gemara Rabbi Rachmana Teras. It says Teras to Marba that. And it makes sense when you have to Marba something, you might something, that you Marba the thing that he's bringing a better carbon than the worst carbon. Vatanya, which Vatanya is Benichus Rasha, so it's a Raya to this. Vatanya, Teras, the Rabbis Mitzayra Oni, it's coming to your Marba that a Mitzayra Oni, Shehevi carbon Asher, is Yaitza. Yachal fill Asher, Shehevi carbon Oni. Maybe a Asher, there is a carbon Oni, is Yaitza. No, Tamla is Zeus, says Zeus. So Freit the Gemara, why don't we learn Matame Mikdash from here? V'nei lef minei. Learn from here that you are not Yaitza. Matame Mikdash. So the Gemara, Miya Tachman of Mdalhu. It's a Miya, it says Mdalhu, Matsoira hu, there, that a Asher brought a carbon Oni is Lo Yaitza. But other places, you are Yaitza, the carbon. So Akapanim, it's only a din by Matsoira, that Matsoira is not like the halacha of Tami Mikdash, Tami Mikdash, they are according to Rav Chaga Yaitza. By Mitzayra, you are not Yaitza if the person brings a carbon Oni. If the Asher brings a carbon Oni, he is not Yaitza because it says Zois, and that says that it's Ma'akev to bring the right carbon. Now going back to the Kohen Gadol's jobs on Yom Kippur, we already did the Vidu and the Par, then we did the Hagrolo. And the Agrola now already established that one goat is going lechatos and one goat is going la'azazah. What he did next was like this. Kashar loshen shel zahiris. He took a thread, like a ribbon, a red ribbon, and you tied it v'roish sa'ir, on the horn of the goat. Sa'ir mishleach, on the horn of the goat that's being sent out. V'hemidoi, and he stood the sa'ir, k'nega beis shluchai, k'nega the place where he's going to leave the beis hamikdash to go to azazah. And the Rishonim already speak out, even though he's already standing there because that's where the girl was in Shar Mizrach, with Shar Niknar. The exit, that's where they're standing. So what it means is you turn the behemoth around. Until now, he was facing the Heichel, the behemoth. You turn the behemoth around, now it's facing the Shar Niknar to go leave. That's what it means. The Midoy Kenega Beishlucha means you face him facing out. Vilanishchat, the one who's going to be Shachted, which is the Sarah that's in the Piyachatas, Kenega Beishchitasa. What that means, we'll see in the Gemara. It's Kenega Beit Shchitasa. We have to see what that means in the Gemara. Now, the next thing is Bala Itza Parashtiya. Come back to the par for the second time. The par is standing Bein Ulam and the Mizbeach. It's standing between the Heichel and the Mizbeach. And you have to come the second time to do the second Vidui. V'shamach Shayod of Allah, you put your two hands on it. The Kohen Gadol puts two hands on it. Mesvada Kacha Eim Ona Hashem. Ovisi Peshati Chatasi Lefanecha Ani Ubesi Ubenei Aharon. He repeats now, Bnei Aharon. He adds on the Bnei Aharon. Now repeats. He repeats in your basis, Bnei Aharon, Am Kodeshecha, Kodeshecha. I marve them also into my kapar now. Ona Hashem, Kapano, La Avonis, Abshom, Vachatom. Please be mechaper. Shavisi v'shatam v'necha, Shavisi v'shatam v'necha, for the averis I did, please give me a kapara. Ani, forgive me. Ani obeisi bnei Aram kachachal kos teres meshav dachal. Says the pasuk, "Kivi yom hazeh." This day Yom Kippur, yichapa aleichem. Hashem will yichapa, forgive you. Letar eschem kol chataseichem from all the averos. Bnei Hashem tataru. They say after the three times Shem Hashem here, Ona Hashem, and Lefnei Hashem, Vayinu Acharav, Baruch Shem, Kvayam Mukhusai, Loilam Vod. That's what all the Kahanim, all the Israelim answer after the Shem Hashem. Akaponim, what we learn of this price is, this Mishnah, two things. First of all, you tie the Lashon Zahiris on the Rosh Sa'ir, and you stand that Sa'ir, that goat, Keneged Shar Nikna, and Lenishchem, Keneged Beit Shchitasa, we'll see what that means, and then you go to the Par, and you do Vidu. Something about clarifies the matter like this: our sugya now, the rest of the Amal will be about the lashon shel zahiris. In Bayalu, v'lenishchat akashira koi oyamada koi. It says v'nishchat kenega beis shchitase. What does that mean? One pshat means is they tie a ribbon on the sar and asa v'nosa. They tie the ribbon not around the horn, around his neck. Beis shchitase around the neck. Why would you do that? To tell a difference between two animals. One's on its horn, one's on his neck. And then the other tzad maybe means, no, you don't tie a ribbon on it. What it means is, you maimed it keneged beis shchitase, which would mean, you leave it straight. You leave it facing the heichal. That's what you do. You leave it keneged beis shchitase. This one, you just put keneged beis shlucha, you turned it around, that look like it's leaving. The other one, the other goat, you leave it keneged beis shchitase. There is some Rishonim who say, you actually bring it to Tzafon, but it's not mashed like that, because the Mishnayos afterwards say, you brought it to the makom shchitase. So that's the question. Is nishchat keneged beis shchitase mean a ribbon, or does it mean you stand there keneged beis shchitase? Let's see a raya. Tashema, it says in a brisa, the Tani Rav Yosef, koshar loshen shel zahiris v'roish sarim shleach. You tied a red ribbon on the head of the sarim shleach v'amidoi keneged beis shlucha, and you stood it keneged its exit out of beis mikdash. And you did something to the one who's giving shachtin by his base hashchita, but a place where it gets slaughtered. Why? Zok the Braisa, here's the punchline. Why? Shouldn't get mixed up with each other. Shouldn't get mixed up with other animals. So the Gemara is like this. If you tied a string also around the one that was being a chatas, Shapa, everything is good. It doesn't get mixed up with each other because one's on the horn, one's around the neck. And it doesn't get mixed up with other animals because other animals don't have a ribbon at all. But Eli Amrit Amadakai, if it meant that you set it up, that stands connected to the base of Shchita, you don't tie any ribbon on it. You're good, it won't get mixed up with the other one, La Azaza. Why not? The high Kotabay, this one has a ribbon. The high Lord Kotabay has no ribbon. But Bahrini, on the other ones, Mias Marav. But the other behemoths will get mixed up with it because they all don't have a ribbon. And says in this price that the reason why he tied it is Shleis Arav Bacher. Hello, Lav Shmamino, Akshira Koi. That is tied. Koi, Shmamino. What?
On the other animals.
There could be other animals here for Tamid. The Tamid was done already. You know, but Tamid's Rabbi Abayim. Could be there. There's going to be a Musafim, the Ayel, the other things, other Kabanis. She's saying, this is a goat. How many other goats are there? There's not a Tamid. How many other goats are there? It's a good Taina. I guess there could be, there's other animals there waiting in line for
Musafim on the Mamsha.
Right. It's a good Taina. What are other animals doing here? I hear a Kasha. And we'll leave it as a kasha because I don't have a teretz. But I hear the taina. Why would you think there's other animals here? It's a good taina. But come on, Mishmamina, where is arrived from here that both animals have a kshira? I don't know if anyone knows this. That the sar la'azazel got a ribbon, and the sar l'chatas also got a ribbon. And that ribbon was placed around its neck. Omer Rav Yitzchak, shtei l'shoinois shemati, I heard in Shir, we talked about two ribbons. One was of the Parah Aduma, and one was of a Sar Mishleach. And I heard that Achas Tzricha Shir, one needs a Shir, needs a certain length. V'achas Ein Tzricha Shir, one doesn't need a length. I wasn't sure which one needs a Shir. Is it Parah Aduma or Sar Mishleach? I can ask me, what's a ribbon of Parah Aduma? Parah Aduma, the way you do it is, you take an Eitz Erez, B'Shni Salas, V'Ezav. And you burn it together with the paro. It's a little stick, a little string, and a little piece of grass. The eighth eres of shnitlas. So shnitlas is a string. So there's a string by paro. Does that need a shear or not? So he heard one of them need a shear, either sar mishleach or the paro. He wasn't sure which one. Let's try to figure it out ourselves. So Sar Mishleach, the Boye Chalukah, Boye Shir. Sar Mishleach, you have to split it in half. So the way Rashi learns is, because you put half, you leave half on its horn, and you take the other half, and you put it on the rock, when you throw it down La'azazel. And then it turned white after the behemoth went down the Zazel. If you Zeichet the Kapara, it would turn white. So you have to split it, so you need a bigger string. But Shapara lay by a chaluka lay by a shear, but paradumas need a chaluka, therefore it's not to be so straight long. That's what Rashi learns by a chaluka means. The Tosis Hashanah brings that aside, chaluka means something else. You have to take a string and tie one of it on the Azazel and one on the goat going lechatas. That's what it means you split it. You need a bigger string because you need one for the Azazel, one for the two goats.
Don't you need one by hanging by the Bais HaMikdash that they would actually see one
temple? No, that's not part of this. That's not this thing.
That's different.
Yeah, that's different. That's a different thing. That was on the door of the Heichel. We'll have to see about that later on. This is a string that has to do with the Sa'ir, with the goat. So we're saying this Sa'ir has to split in half. So Rashi learns split in half is because you tie on the rack. And the Tosfos Shalom learns has a side that means you split it in half because part of it goes on the Sa'ir Lechatas. Because it's really bothering Tosfos Shalom, like what happened to that string? Like you don't talk about that string, so that's what's bothering. Therefore he says, yeah, good, it's the same string. They split the same Sa'ir Mishlech string in half. Akapanim, the parosh is less than the Sa'ir Mishlech according to Rav Yitzchak. Maskev Ram Bachama, the paronami by Yekovid. You have to throw the eight eres ushnisalas ve'ezav toich sreif basapara. You have to throw it into the fire. If you have to throw it into the fire, it has to have a little weight to it. If not, it won't fly. So you have to throw it. So it needs a little kovet. So it should need a bigger shear. Amalei rova kovet tanoi. We'll see later on the amid that kovet is machlekes tanoim, and therefore, obviously, we're not going to that tana. And therefore, you could say sar mishlech needs a shear, not para. I know, so it has weight anyway. We'll see that in the Gemara, yeah. Freit the Gemara, Kasha, but the Paro Lebaya Chaluka, Paro doesn't need Chaluka, you don't have to split it in half. Eisvei Abaya, I'll show you those. Keitzru Oisa, what do you do with the string? Karchon, Vishyari Lashon, you tie the Eitz Erez and the Ezov with the leftover Lashon. So it sounds like what you do is you cut it in half, you take a string and you put it together with the Eitz Erez, the Eitz Erez and the Ezov, and then you wrap it around with a string. So it means you have two parts of it. One part's getting wrapped, and one part's the wrapper, is the one that you're using for the string to tie. So you see that you do cut on that. Karcham v'shiyari lashon. And for the Gemara, it doesn't mean shiyari lashon, it means bazon of lashon. What you do is, you comb the string, and at the end of the string lands on a thin part, and that you use to wrap it around. But it's all attached. You don't make chaluka. So upon him, the Gemara holds right now that the sarim shleach string was longer than the parah. Zog the Maravaita. Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Rav. Eitz Erez, Ushni Talas, Shal Kaltason, Shal Heves Ksheira. It says a Memra. These three things, the Eitz Erez, the piece of wood, and the Shni Talas, the ribbon, and the Ezoiv, that you threw into the fire, but it didn't get to reach the fire. It burnt, got singed already by the flame before it landed in the fire. Still kosher. That's what he said. You don't have to manage land toich sreif asapara right in the middle of the fire, the heart of the fire. It's enough if it gets burnt. If it got singed, maybe lashon acham kash. You have to bring another lashon and do over the paraduma. So you see, not like this. And Rashi learns the Torah like this. Kalachas means you have a very tall flame. If it's a very tall flame, that's not called toich sreif asapara. It gets singed from the top of the flame. That's not called toich sreif asapara. Nechpefes means a low flame. A low flame that gets singed on top, that's called in Toch Sreif HaSaparo. That's Rashi's Pshat. Toch Sreif doesn't like the Pshat because he asks, in Kalachas alone, there's two levels. Did it get to the bottom of it or the top of it? So he doesn't like the Pshat. If it's a different Pshat, he says the opposite. He says Kalachas is fine because there it gets singed. That's called the heart of the fire, the top of the fire. But when Nechpefes, if it's wide, the sides of the fire are not really called inside the fire, and therefore it won't be good enough. That's a bias terrorist to answer the steer. Rav is a different terrorist to answer the steer. Rav Amar, Kovit Tanayi. Kovit Tanayi, and that will explain this Mechlekes. We'll see, the Tanya. Loma Karcha, why do you wrap it? Kedeshe Kulam Aguda Achas, the very Rebbe. Rebbe says the reason why you wrap it is so it should be Kulam Ba'aguda Achas, which means you don't have to wrap it to give it any weight, all three things. Just you want it has to be velokach at one time. Velokach it's eros, she's last, has to be taken at one lekicha. That's what Rebbe says. For Lezer, Shimon Aminok, it should be heavy. The Yiplu is soich sreif as far as fall into the sreif as a paro. So that means that it needs weight. Everything's about weight. And the string has to have weight also. So he says like this, why does it have to have weight? Because it has to go into the Sefer Zepar. The Mandemo holds that you need weight means you need in the Sefer Zepar. It can't be singed. The other Mandemo holds it can be singed. You just have to go into the Sefer Zepar. You don't need weight. And that's the answer to the stira. The Mandemo says it's kosher is going that doesn't have to have weight. The Mandemo says it's not kosher holds it has to have weight. It fell. It'll have to fall in to this fire. And Amet Hashem, on tomorrow's next year, we will start from Ki Osa Rav Dimi.